New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has called for a payroll tax and has promised to sue to challenge the constitutionality of the new federal tax code, which he says will devastate New York, most notably because of the loss of SALT, the state and local tax deductions over $10,000. In Massachusetts, another so-called high-tax state, the reaction to the federal tax code has been more subdued. During a legislative hearing on Tuesday, the Secretary of Administration and Finance, Michael Heffernan, said the federal tax code changes will not create what he called an emergency situation in Massachusetts. Matt Murphy covers Beacon Hill for State House News Service.
We've seen in states like New York, Maryland, even places like Colorado and California, where legislators are quickly trying to advance responses to the federal tax law and trying to mitigate some of the impacts. Being much more cautious here in Massachusetts. We haven't heard much until there was a hearing yesterday sponsored by the legislature to try and bring in tax experts and fully understand the impact. And the message they received was don't rush into anything just yet. Wait and see how this all unfolds. Wait and see what kind of rules and guidance comes out of the IRS. And we'll see where it takes us down the line. And there may be opportunities to do something, but nothing imminent.
Governor Baker certainly has not shied away from criticizing President Trump. What have his views been on this federal tax code?
He was very skeptical early on. He had some serious concerns, particularly with the SALT deductions. But by the time the final bill passed, the governor's and the governor's administration's message was that they felt that some of the impacts had been mitigated. They were particularly concerned about eliminating the state and local tax deduction. With the $10,000 cap put in place, he felt that some of the negative impacts here had been kind of softened. And we heard yesterday, as you mentioned, from the DOR commissioner and the budget chief here in Massachusetts, that the impact won't be as great in places like New York. Even though Massachusetts has relatively high property taxes, they feel like with the state income tax at about 5.1% and moderate property taxes, that the cap would protect a lot of people and that the impact won't be as great as in other places. So I think that's why you're seeing some of the caution.
In his State of the State last night, did Governor Baker address this federal tax code at all?
He did not mention it, in fact. He has spoken about it before, and in fact on Monday mentioned the fact that because the shutdown was over and because they were still kind of going through some of the nuances of the federal tax law, that he would steer away from the federal policy. Governor Baker has tried to distance himself as much as he can from these federal issues that can be quite contentious here in Massachusetts, and he likes to focus on the business at hand before him in Massachusetts when possible. So last night he kind of steered clear of the whole federal issue, and he even never mentioned President Donald Trump by name or Congress, though he did have some messaging around civility and common decency in our politics and in the way we debate and discuss public policy issues. And it was sort of an implicit distancing from the national atmosphere.
The SALT deduction has gotten a lot of attention in Massachusetts and New York, but there's another issue that you say has not gotten much attention and will have to be dealt with, and that's alimony. How will alimony be affected by this?
Yeah, this is certainly a smaller piece of the bill, but as we were talking to tax experts, one of the issues, in states like New York, I think, where you have this kind of rolling conformity where the tax code automatically updates to the federal code, the impacts are going to be more immediate and more broad. In Massachusetts, they have what's known as static conformity, and that means they're basically tied to the IRS code from 2005. So a lot of the federal changes don't initiate changes in Massachusetts, with some exceptions, and one being alimony. The Congress did away with the alimony deduction, which allowed recipients of alimony to report that. They have to report that as income and pay taxes on it, while the payers, the higher-earning spouses in the divorce settlement, got to write that off as a deduction on their federal income. With the federal thing going away, the same deduction goes away in Massachusetts, and there are some family law experts who say this is going to impact the way these settlements are carried out and could serve to kind of throw a wrench in the way these things are negotiated and how the courts kind of have typically viewed the percentages and how alimony should be worked out.
Matt Murphy covers Beacon Hill and state government in Massachusetts for State House News Service.